Blog Talk Radio.
To the Diva of Days of Our Lives. I let the music of Stefano's theme play a little longer tonight, in tribute to Stefano and Joe Mascola, who tragically left our show and was murdered by Detective Hope Brady, which we'll go into later. But I just thought I'd play the theme a little bit. And actually, it goes for 4 minutes and 32 seconds, but I just played it about a little over a minute.
That was
so.
A nice tribute, though.
Yeah. So, I just want to welcome everybody to the show and tell us to check out our blog. And also, we're on iTunes, and we're on Twitter at Diva of Dole and Diva Days on Facebook. And I'm Marianne at Mama_Hooch. And Anna's here tonight. Hi, Anna.
Hello. I'm at Cosy Hooch.
And I think Carrie might call in. I'm not sure, but she's Diva Adol. And also, I guess we'll have to pimp at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. They're welcome to call in anytime.
We'd love to hear from them.
Yes, and want everyone to check out at Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow. And so, lots of big things. We didn't have a show last week, so there's been a lot happening in the last 2 weeks. A lot of deaths and more sadness and more crying. But a lot of good performances.
That's true. Yeah. It was like right after I watched my Kansas City Chiefs lose to the Patriots, I was rooting for them.
I was rooting for the Chiefs.
Thanks.
Anybody that plays the Patriots, you know.
I know. Well, anyway, I thought, I'm not in the mood to watch anything funny, so I thought, I'll watch some of Days of Our Lives. And so I got even more depressed watching it. But there were a lot of good performances. So.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great drama. I mean, they're doing, it seems like there's so little, original scripted drama these days. Everything's reality TV and all, and it's like, they really are hitting it out of the park as far as the stories and for the most part.
And it's been a long time.
The acting.
And it's been a long time since I fast-forwarded really through anything. It just seems like... I like everything, or most of the storylines that are going on right now.
Lots of heavy stuff going on.
So I don't know where to start. Maybe we could start with last week with the whole, it started out with the everything was taking place on New Year's Eve with the fashion show and all that. And it kind of set up, Eric's been drinking and Nicole had warned him, to watch his drinking if he needed, a ride home or whatever. And he said he was all right. Well, he got behind the wheel, started driving, and it Brady and Daniel were also on the road, as was Jennifer. And in fact, Brady turned around. He had left, and he had turned around because he forgot Teresa's gift, which packs into the story a little bit. And he turned around and came back. So of course, then you know he wouldn't have been involved in the accident if he wouldn't have turned around. But anyway, it looks like Eric. Roads were icy, and Eric kind of went into Jennifer's lane, from what I'm understanding, and caused her to swerve, which caused the 3-car accident that eventually killed Daniel. So I don't know how much of that you saw, which was
I didn't see part of that part. I saw some of the flashbacks, but I saw some of those New Year's ones to watch, Jennifer's car is actually the one that hit Daniel and
that's
Brady.
That's what I'm kind of taking. They didn't really fully explain it, you know, but yeah. I thought I heard something that he veered into her lane. I don't know. And it caused, because you could see Jennifer, it ended that one day with her eyes
getting
headlights
out,
coming towards her. Yeah.
Right.
And she put on the brakes. Yeah. So somehow, somehow that's what happened, you know, I think.
But it could have also.
They say Eric was at fault. Yeah, but still he was driving drunk and whatever.
Yeah.
And so she was hurt pretty bad. And I had heard, and it had kind of ended on Friday with her kind of collapsing in pain and Chad catching her. So I had heard that there might be a story for her where she gets addicted to prescription painkillers.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had heard that. So
that
I don't know if that
would be
coming up.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That would definitely be topical.
Yeah, and of course, and there's going to be complications with Brady receiving Daniel's heart.
Those scenes where he wakes up, and at first, oh my gosh, at first Teresa's just trying to get him to calm down everything, and then he's told the new Finn guy finally kind of told him basically that Daniel had died and that he got his heart, and it's like that look on Brady's face. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that was the thing that, you know, Daniel had no brain activity and, you know, they pronounced him dead and he was an organ donor. And so that brought up the whole story and drama of Kayla, Brady had he needed a heart transplant because his heart was just so bad and he was going to die. And then they found out, examining Eric, that he had some kind of heart defect, but it could be treated with antibiotics possibly, but they weren't sure. I mean, it was touch and go there.
Yeah.
That wasn't a guarantee
that
he would survive. So normally, I guess the protocol is for the doctors, they have to put the heart out on the national registry. But she said, according to Kayla, if a family member deems it to be, requests it to be put into someone else, especially maybe another family member or someone else, that they could go that route where Kayla wouldn't have to be, that Kayla couldn't make the decision, but she could get in trouble. So that's why she went to Maggie and kind of put Maggie on the spot, which was very, I mean, I can't even imagine having to make that decision.
Oh,
I don't know if you saw that. So Suzanne Rogers did some great acting. I mean, already her son, you know, was her son who she just, you know, found out in adulthood. But she was devastated about the death, and then now she has to make this decision whether to, you know, and who to give it to. But I kept thinking to myself, well, it's a no-brainer. You give it to Brady, for one thing. For one thing, he's the one that's in the more critical condition. And more or less, it kind of way Kayla was going, because she kept going to Kayla for advice. Like who?
And then Eric is Kayla's nephew, so there's that.
Right.
Too, you know.
There's that. Right. And the thing is everybody, they're either all related or they're very close, and they all know each other. So that's a whole big thing. And Brady is Victor's grandson, who Maggie is married to, and Maggie's very close to Brady. She was his sponsor. Now I don't know how close she really is to Eric. But then again, and Kayla can't make, you know, so, but Kayla was more or less kind of explained that Brady was the one that was in kind of the worse more situation.
Mm-hmm.
But but it was very, you know.
It's interesting the people they chose to be in the accident, that the dynamics that they did a good job with the dynamics of all the ripple ramifications and the ripple effects of everything. So
the way
that
all
was
people
pretty,
were related,
pretty,
you know.
That was pretty brilliant. Yeah, I mean, because it could have been a whole myriad of combinations, you know. So it's interesting,
and then you have the
how
whole,
they came up with that.
You could have just had the whole. Simply, it was bad weather and it was a pure accident. But then you had somebody that was drinking and driving, which brings that issue to light, which happens and kills many, many people.
I feel so strongly about that. Yes. Ugh.
Yes, and of course, and that gives Greg Vaughn, a good story. You know, here's this guy that always did everything right. Was a priest. Was very you know what I mean. And he made a mistake, and now it's his guilt and. How everybody else feels about him. So that was a great, powerful
John,
scene.
This is John's son and
John's stepson.
You know,
son,
it's like the dynamics are really complicated.
Yeah, and the whole, and that whole thing, like when they were trying to make the decision who was going to get the heart, John's kind of, you know, in the middle there. And even him and Marlena kind of discuss, could this, you know, come between them? You know what I mean? This whole thing and blaming for, you know, of course, because her son caused the accident that his son could die.
And
Eric could die. But they played it very well. And
they did.
Of course, then you have Roman, who's the policeman, the cop, that there's his son that was drinking and driving that he's probably going to have to arrest. It's all kinds of.
They did a brilliant job with the different angles and the way they could, you know.
Yeah, and it could
really
go
did.
On for, you know, there's going to be maybe more long term.
It seems like a pretty big umbrella story if that's the route they want to go. I mean,
I'm just wondering if that's how Greg Vaughn, you know, goes off the show, if he goes to jail or, you know what I mean? I don't know, or what plays out there. So that'll be
and
where he goes if he goes to trial or whatever.
Hopefully keeps the door open for him to come back, you know, whatever.
You could see, or does he go to jail and then maybe goes off? And I know he had the priest come in and talk to him. Does he go back to the priesthood? Which could be, could do that. You know.
Well, and then there's, there's the rumors out there that Greg Vaughn may be back already or coming back at some point.
Oh, really?
So,
I've
heard some rumors about that.
You hear them leaving and then come. Oh, yeah. Well, how many people have left and come back? So,
Even though Jennifer did manage to live without her heart for a good period of time, without any other attachments or anything to her body, and her brain was kept alive, remember, years ago, and then Daniel even though she managed to, I guess Daniel's really like dead. I mean, like, he's not just like Salem dead, but he's got to be dead if his heart is in Brady.
There's
really no coming back
from
that.
I don't know. Guess Daniel won't come back. I don't know. But you remember Ken Corday said anybody that was killed after September 1st will not be coming back, with a new writer. So I don't know. We'll see. So that also, would include Stefano, too, so who was just killed. But I didn't know. Did you happen to get to see any scenes with Nicole? Ari Zucker.
Well, I saw her like wearing the jet. I mean, I didn't get to see. I haven't seen some of the parts right after New Year's, but like, I saw like.
I mean, her dealing with
it
with
so
the
where
the
she's
death.
Got the jacket. She's wearing his jacket and everything, and then Parker and Chloe come to town, and so I mean, if you want to talk about some of the other things, that's the part I came in on. So and then like when she goes and talks to Eric, and she's all angry, but. If you want to talk about
just
something
the whole
before
parts
that.
Of the, the different parts of her dealing with the death when she just found out it was just, I mean, she plays it just like somebody that would be grieving and it's not over the top. I mean, it's just real. I mean, so real. And she plays it without any makeup, with her hair not done. And then I know the one scenes I thought were really good is when she was planning, they wanted to plan the funeral. And she's, you know, with Maggie and I think Melanie came back then. And she's just kind of screaming at them, what are we doing? Why, you know, I was just planning my wedding and we're planning the funeral. I just don't want to do this. And those were some really good scenes. You know, she just, because they went, you know, just what are we, it, she says, this is insane. You know, we're sitting here talking about like what food we're going to have and, you know, when you're planning the funeral. And she just didn't want to deal with it. And she just stormed out. But it was, you know, it was really good. But yeah, she did go in and talk to Eric about, you know, what happened.
She was naturally angry. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And then even, I don't know if you, Brady, those were good scenes with Brady and Eric, where Brady was upset with him, but then more or less Eric was starting to pity himself. And Brady said to him, you know, don't do that. You don't pity yourself. He says, what you need, God, a second chance. And Daniel didn't. He said, go out there and, you know, do what you were given, you know, the gift of not dying.
Oh, yeah.
So go out and, you know, correct it, you know what I mean? So, it was good. That whole thing around the accident and everything. They did it well, I thought. You know, if they're going to write somebody out, they made a lot of good story for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so that seems like that's going to have a lot of ripple effects for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Hope, Rafe, and Stefano and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Hope shows up at the mansion, right? And I don't know if you want
to
say anything before that. Yeah, she runs into Andre, and then
I thought kind of funny, of course, Andre stares her down. You know, what are you doing here and all this?
Yeah.
Then Stefano comes in and sends Andre away to look for Chad. And they're
right.
That was kind of dumb, but of course they never had a dream thought that Hope was going to. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, Stefano has toyed with her for years. You know, she didn't pose a threat, or they didn't see her as a threat.
Right, he is
at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess we could, set it up before that. I guess she's
I saw the part about where she goes over there, and then from there, but
that was the best
set up
part.
Anything before? Basically,
it's more or less she believes. For somehow, I don't know how they came to. Stefano, because there was phone calls to people. I don't know, in Salem.
Yeah, Malcolm from Mexico
be?
to the city to link to the Lake District or something like that.
Yeah, and
right?
Who lives in the Lake District? Yeah,
of course.
And
they said both carry
offices. Yeah, and it kind of all goes back, and I'm thinking it's going to come out that. She shoots Stefano thinking that, you know, believing that he did this to Beau. And I think it's going to come out that it wasn't Stefano, which will make it even worse. Then how are they going to explain? Because that's how Aiden come into the picture, because he hired Aiden to keep Beau and Hope apart. And we all, weren't you given the impression that he did take Beau?
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, because I also think this going others, but I also think Ava might be involved in this whole thing somehow.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Ava and Vincent that's coming on, the character with a Kyriakis. But anyway, that's, you know how you hear just different things. But that's another story we can talk about. But anyway, she goes over to Stefano's. But I have to say, Joe Mescola, I'm so glad he played it so well.
Oh,
just like the old Stefano. Because he has been having problems, and he's not quite just in his, and it's not quite reading the lines quite right, not being, but he was there. He actually stood up out of his wheelchair.
Yes.
And he just was taunting her like the old Stefano with that laugh. And calling her and her more or less also taunting. It's almost like, you could say kind of asked for it. Because she
I mean, he was like, I know you don't have your gun because you're not on the force right now, so you just go get it out of my drawer. You can get mine. You can, you know, He was just like, you're too weak, you're too much of a coward, you know, all that.
Yeah. And then he was running down Beau. Oh, your imbecile husband. He was never as good. You're just as incompetent as he is. And he just kept it up. And then that was the final straw. I think she did point the gun at him and then put it down. And then he kept it up, saying stuff about Beau. And then she just kind of like screamed and just turned.
Yeah, she kind of lost it.
She kind of lost it. But what made it bad was, she shot him like three times, not just once.
Yeah,
she shot him
just
three
that
times. She shot him three times.
She made sure he was dead.
Yeah, and of course, old Rafe. Now Rafe isn't a goody-goody anymore. Rafe's just as bad as a Demira. And so it's Hope. And here's the whole hypocrisy: is they're trying to. What's Hope doing? She's explaining it and justifying it. For love of family. And what has Stefano have always done? He does it for his family. So, So it's the same thing. It's like, what it comes down to is showing that, I guess, everybody has their breaking point, and it doesn't matter how upstanding you are, how good you are. I mean, you know. So there's a Horton.
Well, and it's also, there's also the irony of, they've only been trying to get to Stefano for, 35 years or something like that?
Uh-huh.
And
somebody finally kills him.
And then somebody finally kills him, but, you know, the irony that the irony we've always known in Salem that there's a double standard when it comes to, not just by what the Demiras
there
do,
is.
But there's a double standard that the Demiras are always the bad guys. And yet, the saintly little Bradys and the Kyriakises and all these other people find all kinds
Hortons.
Of ways to do, and the Hortons and
to explain their actions.
You know, to explain their actions or
away.
That they're justifiable or whatever. And
right.
Of course, you know, back
and,
in the
and
day,
and the Demiras make no
Hatton,
excuses;
these,
they just do it.
Right.
They
right.
never make excuses;
right.
they
I
just
mean,
do
you know,
it.
And you know, and so
which
it's,
I love.
It's yeah. So it is kind of ironic or intentionally ironic that, you know, he would be offed by somebody like that, by Hope Brady of all people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So so it's definitely an interesting choice for the writers. So
because what are the ramifications when it comes out? And then, of course,
well, what I kept thinking is, don't they have, like, cameras everywhere now? I mean, how do they really expect
how
to be able
Hope
to drag
get
his
in
body
there?
Out?
She
got in using the code, but obviously they would have security cameras with her coming in. Andre witnessed her being there anyway, but there again, however they drag the body out.
They
showed
them taking the body out, did they?
Obviously somebody would see on a security camera, so it'll be interesting to see how they get away with that. I liked how at the end Andre came back, when he came back, that's a whole other thing. He went and harassed Chad, but you can talk about that in a minute. But when he came back home and he's looking at the chessboard, I knew they were going to do something with the chessboard. I knew they were going to put something in there as an homage to Stefano, because when they said, "Oh no, the chessboard," and I knew when he fell on it and hit
it
and moved it, he did it on purpose. He did that on purpose. And so, because you know how they're always in the middle of a game, so you know, and so I think he did that on when he hit the chessboard and cleared something at some point.
Well, he cleared it all off. Now, I missed part of it. Did Rafe and Hope set all those pieces back up?
Yeah, they put it back, but I'm sorry.
Right,
they
so they put it back
how
wrong.
The heck it was. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And so for Audrey to instantly
like
come in and go, father would never put the king, never put this king there, never plays this
in
king there
position.
Or whatever.
Yes.
So,
yes. And
there, so
the
I knew
mind,
that was going to come into play somewhere.
Yes.
What's that?
And Andre that's where his mind says that this something's not right here, because it was even kind of eerie when he, father, where are you? You know, it was kind of it was like dead silence. It's like
weird.
Yeah, and we know what's coming. So with that, and the whole thing with Rafe coming in and now he's covering up for Hope, and even that Lonnie kind of confronted him and thought that he was.
Mm.
might be doing that. And she thought he was covering for Malcolm. She said, do you think that Hope really killed Malcolm? And she said, covering for him. He said, I'm not, you know. No, she didn't kill Malcolm, not knowing that, yeah, but she killed Stefano, and he's helping to cover that up. Which I think is interesting. Then what else was going on with Rafe?
And they've done a good job of making it believable that he would cover for her, because for all these months he's been pining away for her. It's obvious they've had this plan in the works for a while, because they've had those seeds have been planted so that it would make it believable. Because I think sometimes we'd have writers that would have just all of a sudden Rafe would like, yeah, I'll cover for you, you know, and you'd be like, well, where'd that come from? But they really had.
And they know how to hide evidence and plan it. You know what I mean? They're criminals.
Yeah,
think
I know.
About it.
It's amazing
here they
how
are
they switched that.
Hiding
they
a body.
That. Yeah, they switched, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, it's where they just dump them. They dump them in this old warehouse, this old house that's going to be knocked down or whatever. He's like buried under all this, you know, they hide them in that house. So not a good send off for Stefano, for sure. But things will be changing. Some, you know, Andre is on to Hope. Most definitely.
Oh yeah.
Oh, did you? And I love the scenes when you come to the house, looking all dapper with his scarf. Did you see that? I don't know if you saw the.
I didn't.
No. Yeah, with Hope, and he confronts her. And there was one scene when he was getting ready to leave. She was saying about. He said. She said, "Oh, and your father was so defiant until the," and then she stopped, and he said, "The end." And she said, yeah, the end of our conversation.
Oh.
She was going to say Stefano was defiant right up until the end, like the end of, like, his life.
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped herself, and Andre, like, he looked and he said, you mean the end? Like, you killed her. You know, and then she goes, yeah, the end of our conversation. So there's all these little things Hope is like. I just love how Andre has Hope unnerved. And she's going to rave. Andre knows. He's figuring it out. So, yeah. So, and then he's trying to convince Chad. Chad won't hear nothing. You know, he won't believe. And he doesn't care. You know, he doesn't care where. And then he even tells Andre, which Andre kind of got like a sad look or whatever. Because Chad said, and I don't care. And even if Hope did kill him, he probably deserved it. That's what he said to Andre. So.
Oh, and then you want to talk about where the Chad and Abigail have gotten back together, and Andre tracks them down, and he's like, "What's going on here?" And they're at bed and breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's going on here, Andre?
Yeah, Andre just bursts in right where they're in bed. You know, like he has no, you know, class there. And then, I think I tweeted something to him or something. I says, well, Andre's going around ruining everybody's day in Salem. He's arriving at everybody's door, just, you know, he ruins Hope's day, and then he went to Chad's and interrupted them, and then he goes to Hope's and interrupts her, you know, and accuses her. So, yeah, he's having a field day with everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, and he tried the old La Familia. It, on Chad again.
Oh, yeah. And Chad was like,
it didn't work. He says, good try, Andre. He said, you want me to be a robot? You want me to be a robot again?
I wonder how Teo enjoyed Billy being shirtless that whole scene. You know, here he's dressed to the nines, and Billy's there in his, you know, having just gotten out of bed, you know, and, Chad, and so Chad's the whole scene is with his chest, you know.
Yeah,
how they
did you
are
see that piddly little chest too? Oh, sorry, Billy, but that little with a little bit of hair on it. Tell your brother to take his shirt off, please. No,
don't be hating. now.
Your brother has a way better chest.
Billy Flynn is adorable. I just love him.
I said nothing against Billy. He's adorable.
You know,
he
and
is.
Of course they announced, a couple weeks ago,
adorable
that Keith
eyes.
Matthews is leaving. So we're wondering, are they going to recast Abigail? Because that's such a pivotal role, you know?
Yeah, I have a feeling they're really going to be recasting Abigail.
They're going to almost have to, don't you think?
Yeah.
I just don't see how they...
What are they going to do with Chad then and the baby,
I saw like a casting call for something that looked an awful lot like they were casting for that character.
And the description kind of sounded like it could be Abigail.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. I would think so. Oh, and speaking of Abigail,
I really think Kate Nancy's great, she's really grown on me, her character and everything. And I really like Chabby together. So I hate it when you find that out right as the characters are getting together. You know it's a soap opera. You know not everybody's going to be happy forever, but it's like, you know, just
but then
when
the new actress
the chaos,
could come on, and
then
sometimes
you find
it's
out,
just never the. Yeah, sometimes it's just never the same, though. She kind of clicked with Billy Flynn and stuff, but now you don't know. But you know what? I kind of liked her with Ben, too, at the end. They did some great stuff at the end, even though they weren't in love. I mean,
they
and
did a great
back.
Job.
And
they did a great job. Yeah, so who knows?
And I kind of like them together. I don't know, when we were interviewing, they were so darn cute together.
They were adorable. Well, and what I was so impressed with is they were so serious about their craft, and they were they worked so much as a team. You could tell they just said, hey, let's just embrace this and go for it. And if an Emmy doesn't come out between one of those two, at least, I mean, they both deserve it, I think, but if at least one of them doesn't get it, I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah. And I know
really did a great job.
I don't know, in talking with Teo, he really likes Kate Mancy, you know, he really likes Kate
she's
Mancy.
She's very serious about what she's
and
doing.
And actually, he invited her to dinner on Twitter for next Friday,
So
I think she's going to his house for dinner, from what I understand.
Oh, my
gosh,
that lucky hooch.
I know.
Inviting Laura? Is that the one that he's going to have Lauren and Christian and everybody at? But the same
I don't
party?
Know. Who knows? Oh. They might all be going there. I think they're off. I think they're off next week. All next week,
yeah,
I think.
Must be.
They're down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had
about
that
a party
news the show that she's leaving. And then, of course, you know, everybody knows Lauren Coslow is a big David Bowie fan, and we lost David Bowie this week. And
Is getting everybody. It's
horrible. I know. It's scary.
Yeah.
And then not on topic, but poor Celine Dion lost her husband and her brother.
And her brother.
To cancer
within
2 days. I was just like, wow.
And then actor Alan Rickman passed away from cancer.
Yeah, take it from me. Cancer sucks, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's
so
like, what is it going to stop,
sure,
or when are we going
to
find a cure?
Multiple cures, because it's a lot of different things, but.
Well, the thing is that cancer attacks every part of the body anymore in different people in different places. So,
I know. Yeah. Believe me. I know about that. So, you know, I'm trying to think. Oh, I have to admit, I haven't seen – I know that Belle and Philip were on, and then Chloe walks in. They were at Club TVD? And Chloe walks in the middle of them talking. So I guess there's going to be that going on with Philip, Chloe, and Belle.
And Sean's coming back.
That's right.
And Sean's coming back. But Brandon Beamer,
and the interesting thing
is
Brandon Beamer and Chloe, the girl that plays Chloe, Nadia Bjorlund,
used to be together
with him. That should be interesting.
Not no more. Wouldn't that be funny if they put Chloe and Sean together? Yes. Although I don't know if it parted on good terms or not. It could have. I don't know. You know what I mean? If it was a mutual breakup, I don't know.
I think she's engaged with somebody else now. So
No, she's married and haven't, and she's pregnant.
Chloe?
Nadia's pregnant.
Nadia.
Know
that.
Yeah, Nadia's
pregnant.
Know that.
I didn't know she got married.
So.
I knew she was engaged. Wow, I really missed out on all that.
Yeah.
I did not know
so
she'd actually gotten
interesting.
Married.
Yeah, so who knows? There could be a Chloe baby somewhere along the line. She's staying. I don't know if she's staying or not.
Interesting. There's that. And then wasn't Kate on at all? I think Kate was on, but my I missed recording one day. I've got to go watch it online.
Oh yes, yeah, let's see. She bought it.
I didn't
the
get
fashion
to see.
Show
I think she
thing.
Was on Thursday. She's on Thursday, but I think that was the day it didn't record.
Oh, she was on with A. Martinez and
that's right, Eduardo.
Eduardo and Eve were talking. And
but it was like
came.
One scene or something, right?
Like one scene, kind of like, because there's
yeah.
a little bit of stuff going on with Kate and Eduardo. They're kind of alluding to they're kind of getting close. But
yeah.
I don't know how many, you know, more Kate's going to, you know, be with him maybe. Who knows who. Who else?
Yeah.
Down the line. This is
yeah.
Kate we're talking about now, you know, so
mm-hmm.
we don't know. Yeah. So, and speaking of Kayla, I don't know if you saw, she got knocked out by Ava when she
oh,
was
yeah,
in front
right.
of her. About
yeah,
that.
And
whole,
like Ava's
I don't know what
saying,
Ava. Yeah.
So Ava's basically told Steve that she had his baby.
Right.
But didn't know she had a baby for a while or something because her dad sold it.
Her dad
something.
took it from her and sold it on the black market. And she wants Steve to help her find it. Of course, Kayla's not buying it. She's either like, come on, Steve. She wants to do that so she can get close to you and get you know, after you. But Steve tends to, you know, he says, well, even if it's not mine, he says, we still got, you know, there is a child out there on the black market. We should go save it, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. So, I don't know how, you know. Plus, she says she's telling everybody she's dying of leukemia, but we know she's not. But she faked it. So, I don't know what that
is. So, what else is she lying about?
That, yeah, what else is the angle? And, of course, Joey has a crush on her. You know. So I thought, oh, please, let's not do another even JJ, but it's not. It's only one-sided, you know, because she helped him and, you know, but still, she kind of preyed on him, too, to get her, you know,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, so Steve found out that Joey was all crying and all that because Ava told him, like, they couldn't be together because she was dying. So now Steve knows that Ava was the one behind it, so I think he's going to go back and confront her. So I don't know what she's going to do with Kayla. Or how she's going to explain that hitting Kayla.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That should be interesting. So.
Let's see. And then what else?
Just trying to think with more with them. Another thing with Rafe and Hope. Something to keep Stefano out of it, so there's no mention of Stefano and Malcolm. Hope wants to plead guilty to Malcolm's murder. Did you see that? Which I was trying to figure
no,
out.
No, I didn't see that part. That's kind
yeah.
of crazy.
Yeah.
Then they can't prove it.
Well, I don't
know. So
I guess the thing is, yeah, so it's like if it comes out that, like, that takes, like, if Stefano's gone or something. I was trying to figure out why do they want her to do that. I didn't quite kind of understand that. I guess. So there'd be no question of Stefano being involved? Like, because as of now, no one really knows who was behind Malcolm's murder. They just think it was Stefano, you know, behind all this. They're the only two that know this, I guess. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Kind of. So anyway, that's what she wants to do, is plead guilty to Malcolm's murder. So, and then she went to Roman, you know, that she kind of lost it. I'd have to go back and rewatch the reasoning. I'd have to go back and rewatch the reasoning why they decided that would be the best thing for her to do.
Is Jen in the chat room by any chance? Maybe she knows.
Yeah, I'd ask her. Yeah, like I was going to say, Jen, do you know anything? About that, see what I think she's still in there.
Let's see. So we know Maggie's going to have drama with all this with the Daniel thing, and then Teresa and Brady. How do you think this whole thing is going to affect them? With
I don't know, because Vic. Did you see the whole thing with Victor? Now Victor's getting on my nerves. He's getting.
Mm-hmm.
He's blaming Teresa and said it was all Teresa's fault because she gave that plaque. This is coming out of grief, too, that he's trying to blame Teresa that Teresa gave Brady that plaque, trying to get him back to go back to Titan. It was because that's the only reason that they were in the accident, because Brady turned around and went back and got the plaque from her, which that's kind of stupid. That's, you know, that's a whole stretch there, you know. But, and of course, he wants Brady now to come, you know, live with, come back into the mansion and live with him because he can take better care of him. So, and you know, he's still trying to, you know, get Teresa out of his lot, out of Brady's life. And then, did you see the dream that Brady had?
No.
Here's the thing, because he has Daniel's heart, right? So he's in bed, and all of a sudden, his eyes pop open. He's dreaming it. You see Nicole.
He's dreaming about
there.
Nicole. Oh,
he's
no.
dreaming about Nicole in a like in a sexual kind of way. She's she's like, look, she's standing there with this skimpy dress on, and you know, and he's like, and Brady's there, like, and he's like shaking his head, like, what was that? I'm there. Were they trying to insinuate because he has Daniel's heart, he's dreaming of Nicole? I said, God, is he gonna start going and filling up, you know, filling up all the,
you know,
all
well,
the women?
You know, oh yeah, I was gonna say, is he gonna be Dirty Brady?
Is he gonna get skeevy now, Dirty Brady, or is he gonna start doing heart surgery now himself? Is he gonna be a renowned surgeon?
No, he's gonna start doing breast exams. Come on, I need
breast
time for your breast exam.
I don't know, but there
but
is
with,
a connection
well, I mean,
with Nicole
with,
anyway.
With Chloe, well, I loved Brady and Chloe together. I mean, I actually liked Brady and Chloe when
Brady
they
and Nicole.
Had the. Yeah, I like.
Other,
I actually liked Brady
other,
and Nicole,
Brady.
and I liked this Brady. Right before Chloe left that time, I really was getting to like them, and then I thought, oh, that would be kind of neat to see them
I
again.
I did like Brady and Nicole,
but yeah. Yeah, and so anyway, so now
so
with Chloe
be,
coming back, there's all kinds of interesting combinations.
Oh, there's
that
Chloe
occur.
Too. Yeah, because they've all
Plus,
been together.
I mean,
and then
Teresa's
Melanie came
finally
back.
Happy. Oh gosh. Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Melanie's back. So.
Melanie hasn't come to see
well,
Brady
Melanie
yet.
Was
we with, haven't seen that.
Well, but Melanie
you know.
Was married to Philip and she was with
yes.
Brady. So you know.
Then she was Brady.
And then remember
the
Dario.
Caused her to leave.
Remember they cast the new Dario, and he's coming back as well. And remember, Melanie was with Dario, and then he's Gabby's brother. So
Gabby yeah.
can't be with him. So it's probably going to be Melanie. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that all works out.
Well,
or
now
if,
that, yeah, now
or
that
if
Teresa's
this older been... Dario, yeah, I don't know. It's almost like pickup sticks. Throw it up in the air. You know,
oh, there's
pickup.
So many combinations.
Oh,
there's
geez,
so many combinations out there. I know.
Oh.
And then now this Victor is Vincent or Arizari.
With Caroline is in, huh?
Yeah. And is Vince, then Vincent Arizari is coming? Arizari?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Arizari.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Are they saying he's that's... Victor's brother or is he Victor's nephew? There's no way he can be his brother. He's got too young to be his brother, isn't he? But then his brother.
I thought I heard it was his brother, but I could
yeah,
be wrong.
Yeah, my God. Victor's what, in his eight?
Well, maybe it's
his
baby. Well, maybe it's his baby brother.
Could be like his baby.
Could be like his 20.
Well, I guess it's so. Well, wait a minute.
We put him in his mid-50s.
Well, yeah, well, we got Andre and Chad. Look
yeah.
at that. That's
yeah.
a big age
yeah.
there. So, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's almost
yeah,
like,
I wonder when I think he's great. Supposed to start airing soon. Finally,
and their brother
after they
yeah.
mentioned it. I mean, they announced it so long ago, but it seems like
so there.
Well,
there we go
so
for
that
Kate.
Interesting.
There we go for
yeah,
Kate. We
so
have
Kate's
Eduardo.
Kate,
we
yeah,
have
Kate has some
and we have
several options
Andre.
Now. And Andre,
she's got lots of options. Yeah.
Yeah, I like
right
it.
There.
I like it. It's about time, considering that it's been the longest Kate drought we've had in a long time, for the most
yeah,
part.
Yeah, so there's three.
Where she hasn't really had much.
Little men,
yeah,
you know,
so.
Fighting over
hey,
her
I'm
whatever.
Hey, I'm all
you
about
know.
That. However many people want to be after Kate, fine with me.
But oh, but I,
do, I
still want, but I still
do,
want Condre
oh, I,
the most
I was
of all.
Say though, yes, and also you can follow Condre fans, K-A-N-D-R-E. Fans.
We're determined to get those two together. So
yes, we want those two together. So we're hoping if they hear from us, maybe that'll happen. So so tweet
because we see the chemistry.
Us, follow that. Oh my gosh! Heck, we saw
We've
the chemistry
it.
Back when they did the tango 15
oh,
years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So
and both actors love working with each other.
And I can just so see. I wish you hadn't gotten me on this track now, because now I'm drooling. Now, Kate, you know, with Andre kind of having to head up the DiMera family, you know, and everything, and then Kate having been in the mansion several times before, this could be a very interesting, very intoxicating combination. So that's ultimately where I would like it to go. I hope they go that route at some point.
Jen said she's not sure about the whole Raven and Clean Gilly, and she likes Racole. And she was saying Adrian with Vic, I guess the new with Victor. I don't know. What's his character
Is
it Demetrius or something?
It hasn't been officially announced yet, I don't think.
What, Adrian?
But I don't know. The only reason people have said something about Adrian is just because
those two used to be a couple
on another show.
They used to be
a couple on another show, like years ago, like 30 years, 25
yeah.
years ago. Or
well, sometimes they do that.
So let's just put it this way. I don't think that's why they're bringing him on. I mean, maybe it happens down the road. I don't know, but I don't think that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but there's so many combinations of people they can put together. If I like Adrian and Lucas, I know a lot of people really like them.
Where's Lucas been? He has neither one of them have been on. Now, like
I'd really like to see Adrian and Lucas somehow continue. And then Justin, we liked him with Kate, but that didn't last long. They didn't even get.
Well, then he was with
that,
with
was
E.
Over. Oh, that's
and
right.
I guess he's leaving with E.
So
I still like to see it, Justin and I like Justin and Adrian.
I don't know. I really like Lucas and Adrian. I felt like that was a fun story and interesting, and kind of gave them both something to do that was, you know, different, you know, per se. I don't know.
And I guess we're going to get Rafe and Hope. I guess they're going to get together.
Yeah, I guess
so. They're going to kiss something over there.
Oh.
Anyway. Yeah.
We need to mention, too, we're interviewing Jen Lilly on Thursday night this coming week, this coming Thursday. 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock Central time.
Okay, I'm glad I asked because I wasn't. I knew we were doing it Thursday, but I wasn't quite clear what time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Usual time. Yeah. Usual time. And so that's coming up Thursday, the 21st. So if you're listening to this and you're interested in talking to Jen Lilly, be sure to call in. And we can talk about all this fun stuff. I know that she's got some new stuff going on with charity that she works with, too. So
I see a clothing line?
Yeah.
Clothing line. So we'll talk about that.
And money goes towards her charity. So anyway, she's got a lot going on. So so that should be fun. She's always full of energy. We had a blast interviewing her at Days. And
perky is the word comes to mind, although she might not
very
like that.
Perky. Yeah, very perky,
very
energetic.
Perky.
She's just one of those people that you can tell just has energy from the word go, you know, so that's good. So it'll be nice to talk with her. And I just wanted to make sure to mention that. And otherwise, I think just stay tuned. It seems like a lot of interesting things are going to be coming up. I mean,
the whole Stefano fallout is coming up.
Oh, one thing, if Angela happens to be listening or listens at another time, one thing I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I thought she was going to call tonight, but she said something about maybe calling. But
if she listens to this later, because I know sometimes she'll listen to it another
time.
She
does listen.
I noticed that, I think it's Mark Higley, Dina's husband, was on the writer's list, I noticed he had popped up on the list of script writers one day when I was looking at the writers in the credits. And I noticed that he's the one that actually wrote the episode where, I think he's the one that wrote the episode either where Stefano was killed. I think that episode was Mark Higley. That was interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, Dina's been MIA. She's not been tweeting about Days that I've seen anyway or anything. She's still on the credits as of right now, at least the material that's showing up right now. But I've not seen her for several months, really, being around. So I don't know what's going on there, if there's something personal going on, health or something else, or if she's not really there anymore. I don't know. But I did notice that her husband had written a script for that. So I don't know if he's doing a number of them or if he's on the script writing team or was or whatever, but I did notice that, and I was wondering if Angela had any observations on that or any thoughts. So if you're listening, let us know what your thoughts are. Tweet us or give us a call next week. So that's trying to think. Give a shout out to Carrie, who I know you mentioned her earlier, at Diva of Duel.
Yeah.
You want to tweet to the Diva. And anything else that we need to mention?
We covered just about everything. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think we covered.
We can mention. Teo's book is really doing well.
Book,
The Seducing Celebrity, One Meal at a Time. Apparently, he's doing very well, and we're really trying to get him on a book tour. So that would be awesome.
Put that out there. Anytime I talk to him, I'm like, I keep telling him we need to go on a book tour, and he agrees. So, I guess they're kind of working on it.
Maybe he'll get on one of those food shows or something. That'd be fun. So we'll see. Maybe one of these days we'll get to see him actually cook something. You know, like we always imagine him cooking things, but we never.
He needs a book tour.
They need to let Andre in the kitchen. Tweet that.
Oh, my God.
When are they going to let
Andre in the
kitchen?
With an apron on and just an apron,
oh,
right?
Oh, my. Oh, I may have to tweet that to Teo tonight.
I think we're done. Yes, and we need him to do a book tour. I've told him we need him to do a book tour where he does a cooking demonstration on the book tour.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know, where they have a little, you know, set up and he can maybe prepare or partially, you know, there's a way you could, you know, work that out, I guess. I don't know. So, but he needs a book tour, most definitely.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
All righty.
But, it's doing very well. So it's on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
And also, hopefully, I haven't heard from Kenneth lately, but I hope he's doing okay. And, give a shout out to Kenneth. And alrighty, well, I guess that's it for me anyway.
I think we've covered everything of the show in the last 2 weeks. So I think there's some more good stuff coming up next week. So month of January, and it's going pretty good.
And then February is sweet. So I think a lot of stuff happens in February too. So
and the ratings were way up, with the highest they've been the 8th or something. Oh, yeah. In fact, Greg Maine post about it. It's the highest it's ever been for Days.
Wow.
So
highest it's ever been, like, in years or, like,
I forget, but it's up there.
That's on his Facebook?
Yeah.
Is it on Greg Maine's Facebook?
He tweeted it. He tweeted it.
Okay.
It's probably on his Facebook, too.
Probably, yeah. Too. Yeah. We'll have to check that out since he's an executive producer. Or what a... Was it? One of the executive producers. Yeah. So, alrighty.
So everything's good.
Well,
doing good. Hopefully they'll get the renewal, and I think that's coming up too. They have to know soon whether it's going to be renewed.
That's kind of
nerve-wracking. Past 2016.
It's certainly a good thing that the ratings were up right now. They're trying to make So keep watching, people. So
All right.
Well, take care until next time.
Next week. All right.
Bye-bye.
See you
guys Thursday. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Put that tweet. Remind me, too. Yeah, we'll have to tweet it out
there,
I'm sure.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.